This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, precisely on the Thursday, August 19th, DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is, what is she? Well, she had an event. What did you say earlier to me, Victoria? Was it a pro Larry Elder rally, or was it a debate?
I have no idea. I just said I know it's something related to the recall.
Yeah. I think it was. It's probably a Larry.
She also moderates debates and stuff, though, so I'm not sure it could have been that.
Yep. That's good. She's on the ball, and she's on the move, as it were, in Los Angeles. As you know, we're all on the move, kind of trying to see how we can stay one step ahead of COVID and the stuff that's connected to it. I thought a couple of economic stories that are interesting, ladies, today. The Standard & Poor 500, known as the S&P 500, doubled its level from its low during the height, if that doesn't sound confusing, of the pandemic, 354 trading days since things went down into the bucket after things started. And that was when it went down that low, it hadn't been that low since World War II, which I think is it. Do you understand the difference between a bear market and a bull market? Victoria, are you a trader?
No, I'm not a trader. No, not a trader. Uh-huh. I read a lot of financial stuff.
Yeah, I would have thought you would be pretty acutely aware of some of this sort of thing, even if you don't do day trading or things like that. I have a couple of friends that do day trading, and they've done quite well at it, frankly. But they know how to. I don't have the slightest idea when it comes to this.
The thing that's really odd is if in 2008, let's say, I think it was 2008, there was a whole bunch of stats going around yesterday on social media saying that if you had invested in any stock that was related to the military-industrial complex, you have now made gains of like 1,000% or something. It's crazy. Yeah. So because people are saying, the war in Afghanistan, no one was a winner. Yeah. People who invested in those stocks were
always
definitely
winners. Especially since they're leaving all the stuff that they could put other places and use the Jeeps, the Humvees, all those war wagons that they make and the planes. I mean, they're leaving everything. All of the
I don't know that they're leaving it. I'm not sure if I think that there's an effort for recovery too. I think General Milley addressed that yesterday, and I don't know that they're just going to leave stuff there. I think whatever they can recover, they're going to.
Yeah, well, that's what they ought to be doing, frankly, in service to the American taxpayer. At any rate, so market analysis is good, showing the various averages going up. Corporate profits have jumped from the bottom to close to the top. As a matter of fact, I thought it was very interesting when you take a specific area like cars, new vehicle transaction prices. The latest update from one of the, you look around and what do we buy more of than houses? And that's cars, right? Second biggest expense for most people is a car after they buy a house. So, and if you can't buy a house, biggest expense is buying a car. And if you can't buy a car, then you lease a car. So the number, this is a crazy number. I saw this, and nah, this can't be right. You know what the average cost is for a new car today, if you can find one? Average, take all the low-end cars, take the high-end cars. What do you think the number is as of the end of July, what you'd expect to pay, an average price for a new vehicle? Guess. Want to take a guess, ladies?
$35,000?
More. Jay, you want to take a guess?
$55,000?
No. I used to play high-low on the air and have call people up and say, okay, it's the high-low jackpot. If you can guess how much is in it, if you've been listening to the program, you'll win whatever it is, $1,000. No, it's $41,044. That's what the average price is.
Now, does that mean because people are buying more luxury vehicles?
Yes, more expensive, whether they're luxury or not.
Right.
There are a lot of doodads like the Broncos.
It's not like a regular car that was $25,000 is now $40,000.
This is a median. This is the mean average. The median.
Well, this is what people are doing with their money. People who made a lot of money during the pandemic, and we know a lot of people did make a lot of money. A lot of people suffered horribly. And on the other side, some people were fine, and they didn't go on expensive vacations, so they bought cars.
Yep. The average car today versus last year at this time is 17% more expensive. Want to register? Want that to sink in? It costs 70 on average. It costs you 17% more today to buy a car comparably equipped to the same car last year. 17% more.
Wow.
How about that?
And you know, I drove by the dealership that we bought our Chevy Equinox
there's
from.
Nothing there,
there's nothing
there, right?
There's nothing there.
Nothing there.
I was shocked at how empty it was.
Yeah. You go
there's
around
no
and see, there's no, and it looks like I was talking to my two friends who are in the car business, and they say, we'll be lucky to get, there's one Ford dealership. This fellow owns 16 dealerships now, and they're pulling their hair out. Because they sell a lot of high-end used cars, and that market's drying up because everybody's bought the cars. And because financing is so easy, it's the same thing as buying a house. The housing market is as super as it is because money is cheap. The average cost for a mortgage on a house that's, let's say you're going to borrow $400,000, it is less than 3%. And people that are refinancing and yanking money out, that's where a lot of money is being spent. You were talking about people going on trips and stuff, Victoria. Mm-hmm. They're getting the money from refinancing their mortgages. They pull $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 out and, you know, just add it to the cost of doing business. Right?
Well, and that's also, and that's also one of the reasons why, on average, people saved more money, like meaning the balance in people's savings accounts went up during during quarantine, too. Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, people are refinancing, and if they can pull $40,000 out, maybe they'll take, you know, $5,000 for vacation, but they put the rest in savings. Mm-hmm. So, it is interesting to see how this is all going to play out.
But why would you do that? That doesn't make any sense. If you put in savings, you
or
get like a 0.6 in investments, But putting money in the bank is nuts, unless you want to just keep it safe, but park it somewhere for a little while because you've got something to do with it, a deal down the road. Putting in the bank for long-term...
Yeah, it's crazy how low interest rates are.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a savings account that I think it's... it was at like 1.5%, and then it just kept dropping, and now we're at like 0.67%, which is still a lot better than any other regular bank, but it's not great.
But you look at the Citi card. I have a couple of different cards, and they send you around these notices, like if you have an airline... if you're a loyalty member of an airline, they send you these. Okay, you get 50,000 points if you put $50,000 in the bank. That kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
To entice you because you don't get any. You get no interest in amounts to anything at all. But there are people who put money into safe stocks and, you know, buying bonds and warrants and things. That's often pretty safe money. And it's now it's as high as 8%. So, you know, if you had a retirement account and you wanted to win, win. There's nothing wrong with 8% return on your money, given the fact that inflation is like 2%. And if you want to, you know, it depends on how much money you have. A lot of people live on that 8%, and they can live quite well if they have a decent, you know, if they put together over the years a decent retirement plan. I had a decent one until I had to bail out the farm. So, listen, it is what it is. Speaking of people who have retirement programs, let's find out what's going on with outgoing Governor Cuomo right after these words.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds in your local grocery store.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. And by the way, as a postscript to the conversation about cars and how expensive they are, one of the things that makes them expensive is the chips. If they can find the chips, that's the question, and they put them into the cars, they're like 4 times more expensive than they were 2 years ago. And you can thank the Chinese for that. Among many other things, you thank the Chinese for all of this. Frankly, we don't seem to be smart enough, many of us, to connect the dots yet. But that's kind of the real bottom line here. It's all on China. Meanwhile, well, Governor Cuomo can't blame his problems on China. So he's going to retire. How does he put in for retirement? And then he's got a $50,000 a year pension, no big deal. Been in service for 15 years to the state. So if he runs again, what happens to that retirement? Because a lot of times when you take a state or a public employee's retirement, you can't. I'm thinking of police chiefs that I know here in Massachusetts. They retire at 52 and they go get a job in another state. Mm-hmm. So they have their retirement at 85% of their highest 3 years, and then they go somewhere else and make as much as they were making. So it's a good deal for them. How does that apply to Cuomo, do you think, Victoria?
I don't know. I mean, this is all speculation that, you know, he would run again or that he would want some sort of public office. He gave an interview with New York Magazine, and he said he doesn't know what he's going to do yet. He has to move out of the governor's mansion in Albany.
Mm-hmm.
But he's from Queens, so I would not be surprised if he moves downstate, if he moves back to, Manhattan.
He's a lawyer, isn't he? Can he? He'll be on
the
law.
Yeah. I'm sure he still has a license to practice if that's what he wants to do. But he was the attorney general in New York, too, which I think a lot of people forget. He was also, I think, under Clinton, he was the HUD secretary.
Yes.
So he's had D.C. experience.
Lots of those jobs. Yep.
Yeah.
There.
So he said he's not disappearing. You know, he's...
No. Well, you know what?
We'll see.
It's more every day. The more I see about this Kathy Hochul, is how you pronounce her name, Lieutenant Governor. Mm-hmm. I see her as an opportunist, really and truly. And I could see the two of them going head to head, running for governor, and it not being a pretty picture, frankly. 21 after on the DJV show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's 23 after the hour. Time for you to be heard here. That is some of your comments that we follow on our social media, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. I say we follow. I don't follow them. Jay does. What am I going to do? That's Jay reports to us on what's going on the social media, what is trending, and we will get to a traumatic car accident right after this.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-908-1616 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-908-1616. That's 800-908-1616, 1-800-908-1616.
All right, Jay, let's get at it here. Who was involved in this traumatic car accident? Lots of people are following this story.
Yeah, this is kind of scary. Actress Alyssa Milano, she was in a car accident this week. Her uncle was driving. What happened was another car hit them. Her uncle went unconscious while he was driving. Alyssa Milano leans over, hits the brakes with her hand, but the car still veered into another car before finally coming to a stop, and then she had to perform CPR on her uncle. He was having a heart attack. He's still in the hospital. She released a statement thanking the people on the road. They were on the LA freeway, thanking people who had stopped to assist, the medical team that helped her uncle at UCLA Medical Center. She does say that they're unsure right now if her uncle's going to recover from this.
Wow. Yeah. That sounds like a massive heart attack.
Yeah. Yeah. And her uncle, this isn't, you know, her uncle is a big part of her life. He's at everything. So this is kind of like a father figure.
Isn't it cool to have support like that from your family? I think that's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Good
it
for
is.
Him.
It is. Especially extended family that are that close.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's very good. All right. Speaking of families, the Wilson brothers, I didn't know there were three of them. I thought it was just Luke and Owen. But apparently there's another brother named Andrew. And the focus on Owen Wilson, I don't know that he attempted suicide. I don't remember, but it doesn't surprise me because he's kind of, he comes across as one of those kind of like disjointed people. And it's not just as being an actor.
I remember, I don't remember what year it was, but I remember he was seen with Kate Hudson.
Yeah.
Not long after that, Jay, you probably remember.
No, it
pictures.
Was before. They broke up because a lot of people attributed his suicide, saying that it was because the relationship ended. Which I'm sure that's not what it was.
Yeah.
A lot of things probably came.
I remember
into
seeing
head with
he still had bandages on his wrists.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It,
was
it
really
happened in
eerie.
2007. Well, so Owen Wilson did a interview with Esquire, and he was talking about it. And he even said his older brother, his one brother, Luke, also an actor. All of them are actors. Luke was.
Oh, Andrew is too? I didn't know that. I don't know. I don't recognize him.
Yeah, anyway, he's not as well known, but he definitely was. He's been in a couple of things that his brothers have been in, like Idiocracy.
You know what he looks like? He looks like the guy who plays Deeks on L.A., NCIS L.A. You know the cop that plays Deeks? Do you watch that show, either of you?
No.
No.
Yeah, well, all brothers were in the Royal Tenenbaums together. But yeah, he was talking about how Luke was the one that called 911, and his brother Andrew was the one who actually stayed with him, helped him get back on his feet after the suicide attempt. He would wake him up in the morning, help him come up with a schedule so that each day felt more attainable until living life felt more attainable as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's interesting to get that story, put it in perspective, and think about your families and how helpful, hopefully, your families are in whatever your problems may be. 28 past the hour.
Hey, you should move over. Red Right Return.
Right, Red Right Return.
No, just Red Right Return because
you're... No, I'm saying Red Right Return, but then right to agree.
Okay, but you're on the...
I should have said correct. I know it's Red Right Return, but...
You're on the left and it's Red Right Return. Red Right Return.
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive has you covered as a leader in boat insurance. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Oh, I was on the left. Right.
Please stop talking.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user based on a clinical study of subgroups.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Heather Mercer, founder of Global Hope, was kidnapped by the Taliban in 2001 before being rescued by U.S. Special Forces. Today, Ms. Mercer has friends in Afghanistan and tells Fox News the Taliban has blocked access for Americans to get to the Kabul airport.
Yes, the last 3 days we've been working very hard to get an Afghan family, a mother and her 6 kids, all U.S. citizens and green card holders, out of Afghanistan, and the situation is dire. 3 attempts. 72 hours, and they have been unable to breach the perimeter around the airport. And we've had U.S. People in the airport anticipating their arrival, and it is just impossible. So the situation is extreme, very dangerous. Yesterday, they were throwing tear gas, shooting bullets, and hitting people back with wooden batons.
USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing.
Amazon customer. It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer. Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The fall of Afghanistan has led to betrayal by the Biden administration. Afghan interpreter Saber Nasseri on Fox News begs President Biden for help.
I fought for this country. I served 11 years for U.S. Marine Corps, and but now I lost my fingers in the war. The Taliban, they cut my fingers off. They cut my bodies. All that. I got a lot of shrapnels. I worked for Navy SEALs, U.S. Marines in Afghanistan. But right now, the Taliban, they are hunting my family because this country, they made a documentary movie about me. I won the Hollywood Award, Emmy Award, a lot of awards I won. And my family, they're in a movie too, John Allen and other colonels and generals that they work with me. The Taliban, they just cut my cousin's neck off a couple days ago. They moved from Baghlan province to Kabul, and they are hunting my family and my brother family. They all living close to the airport. It become 1 week. I didn't sleep. I didn't eat good. And I didn't. I'm very worried about my family. I might lose my family. And I'm asking from Mr. Joe Biden that he broke his promise and he left my family and other American allies behind. What's your answer for humanity? For me, that I support and sacrifice for this country.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It is 34 after the hour on the DJV Thursday program. Doug Steffen here. My job is to inform you, along with the ladies of the program, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay. Victoria and Jay are here to give you info that you won't find elsewhere, something to think about, if you will, with regard to the stories of the day, the events. So why is it significant, ladies, that Old Navy is changing sizes for women's clothing? What is there about Old Navy? Old Navy isn't like Lord and Taylor. I always remember when my daughter was young, the girlfriend at the time bought her something from Lord and Taylor. And she took offense to it because she thought that the stuff that came out of Lord and Taylor was only for fat women. Is that true? What chain would have been around for a heavier, bigger
Torrid
women?
Torrid is a popular one. I don't know how long it's been around.
Lane Bryant is the only one.
Okay, yeah. It was Lane Bryant. Yep, Lane Bryant. Anyway, so to get back to the meat of the headline, before Victoria accuses me of burying it, what is going on with Old Navy and why is there a change needed? What is it called? Body quality? What is this?
BOD equality. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a stupid name. For your body. Body equality. So what they're doing is they're going to be the first value retailer. That's basically a way of saying it's cheap clothing. To offer sizes 0 to 30 and extra small to 4 times XL. And so they're doing that with no price difference. That's a big problem with a lot of different sizes, is that once you get to a certain size, the price goes up, which is so discriminatory.
I thought it was 16 was plus. When you get in size 16, you're a plus size person. No? Yes?
I think they've changed that. I'm not really sure, because they have other sizes that run, like, you know, in conjunction with that.
Yeah, and it depends on the brand, because sometimes 16, 18 is an XL, other times it's a double XL.
Mm-hmm.
But with the plus sizes, a lot of times, like Victoria was saying, when there's more fabric involved, they up the prices significantly. But also the cuts are never the same. So
right.
Things just get, like a shirt that is a size small versus a 2XL doesn't get any longer. It just gets wider.
Mm-hmm.
So things just get boxier. It loses the shape. It's
less flattering.
I'm a plus size woman, and it used to be really difficult finding things that not only fit properly but looked good.
Right.
So
yeah.
this is great.
I don't understand. Men have it easier than women do, because pretty
you
much
you guys go to the big and tall, and it's called big and tall. But like, you know, for women it's been plus size, and then now I guess that now I think the term, no one uses plus size anymore as the term. Right. It's curvy. So
is it considered offensive if you're a plus size versus curvy?
I don't find it offensive, but that's only my opinion.
I don't know if it's offensive. It's just they changed how they've labeled it.
Well, but if somebody says to you, Victoria, you're kind of curvy, what do you think of that?
I don't have an issue with that. I am curvy.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just the truth. That's an observation. If someone wants to make that,
right.
That's the truth.
All right. But I would never dare say that to you. Ever.
Well,
never,
because men should not
ever,
be commenting
ever.
On women's bodies.
Yeah,
and,
I was going to say, it's more about the comment on the body and less about what the comment is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that, Jay?
Like, it doesn't matter if you were to say to me, you look like you lost weight or you look curvy or any of that stuff. It's less about what you said about my body and the pure fact that you've even commented to me on my body.
Really? You didn't like it? You wouldn't like it?
No.
Well, because women don't just make random comments
about
to men about how they look.
Wait a minute. What is it? Does Lewis ever comment on your body?
Well, that's different. If you're
and
in a partnership, that's different.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, I would never say to you, you know, oh, looks like you got a little extra around the middle, you know. I mean, I would never say that to any man. But men have no problem saying, and it's certainly men of a certain age, but, you know, they have no problem saying, oh, you look very voluptuous,
folks,
or you look curvy.
I.e. me. That's what Victoria
said. No, not you.
Saying.
I actually, not you. I have not heard you say that. I'm
no,
just saying
not
there
me,
is
but
a
my
generational.
Age. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, this is part of what Cuomo said got him into trouble.
Biden,
it's generational.
And all that stuff, and, you know, those people. Yeah. Okay.
It's like when you tell somebody, hey, you look sick. Are you feeling okay? You just told a person they look like crap.
Right.
I may have been guilty of that on occasion in my time. I know you find that hard to believe, but it might have happened once or twice. So here's a Southwest Airlines flight from Houston up to where this may have been on its way to see you in Nashville. This bird, it's not a jaybird, it's a bald eagle. How in the world did this bird, this bald eagle, get into or onto this plane?
So it's from Pigeon Forge. It was visiting Houston for something else, part of the American Eagle Foundation. And so it was flying back through Nashville so that it could make its way back up to Pigeon Forge.
Well,
and apparently this is not the first time that
it was in
he's
a
made
cage.
A challenger. Yeah.
I mean, it didn't just jump on the plane and hang on.
He's not just,
on.
Like, sitting there with a seatbelt,
oh, totally,
on, right?
Totally on, no. Yeah, totally on somebody's shoulder. No, yeah, he it was pretty.
When the drink cart
cool.
goes by, do they give him something? I mean, like, how does that
Yeah.
Work?
1, 2, 3, or 4.
Right.
Oh, and if you haven't been flying yet, that's the new thing with the drinks. If you're getting a drink on board a flight, you just tell the flight attendant 1, 2, 3, or 4 for which drink you want, and their masks have the drinks on them with the number associated. So you just hold up your finger for what you want.
Wait. What are the 4 offerings? I have not flown since before COVID.
Oh,
so.
it's like Coke, Diet Coke, sparkling water, and like 7 Up.
What happens if you want Seagram 7 or a beer?
Yeah, how do you get alcohol?
Up, Buttercup.
Hey, really?
Wow.
Okay. Speaking of COVID, a mandate from there are a lot of states, colleges, football teams. The WSU football coach named Nick Rolovic has to take a shot or he's going to get fired. What do we think about that? Is that going too far? Is that pretty much what's going on, though, everywhere, isn't it?
It is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely what is happening. And universities are there within their jurisdiction to require staff, you know, and students to be vaccinated. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, there are going to be a lot of legal challenges.
Yes.
However, I don't know how successful people will be trying to challenge this because this has already gone up to not the Supreme Court, but high courts. And states have already ruled that this is well within the university's right to require that.
It is. Yep. Okay. The Afghanistani situation, it looks like a lot of the Gulf states, like, all of the bordering states, but you go into Jordan and into Libya and into other, even Saudi Arabia, actually more Saudi Arabia, they're all upset or worried about the situation in Afghanistan because they figure all the people that can't get to America are going to come to them. And what will that create? What they read into this, or between the lines, it's terrorism. They think, that's the fallacy of thinking that, you know, like what we do in the movies, and sometimes all the Middle Easterners, all Arabs are bad guys. They're all terrorists. Anybody who's Muslim is a terrorist, which, of course, is nonsense, but that's where, you know, the people say, why don't you go back where you came from? Well, many of them came from here, in a manner of speaking. But there are people in some of these governments, and I think it's one of the things the Prime Minister of Israel, who's coming to visit Biden today, is going to talk about. Because they're certainly going to make if there are terrorist threats, they're going to head right straight to Israel. And this guy, I don't know that much about this fellow. His new Prime Minister, his name is Bennett. He's coming in to Washington today. And they're going to talk about the obvious stuff. Whatever happened to that moving when Trump was president? He wanted to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Didn't that happen?
No.
I thought it did.
No, I don't think it did. I'll double check that. But my Israeli friends said I think I would have had it more in my mind if it had done. I think they changed it for whatever the reason. Anyway, we're going to talk about Iran. And where is Iran? I haven't heard boo about Iran since the situation blew up in Afghanistan. They've got to be into this up to their Mickey, I would think. Anyway, because they're Iranians. If there's any governments not to be trusted over there, it's them.
I don't know. I mean, historically, I don't know because I know everyone, like, not everyone, but a lot of people are sort of ill-informed about the different, you know, Muslim groups.
Yeah, that's why
like
I just
the Sunnis
was the point
and
I was
the Shiites. And so they've ripped down a bunch of stuff in Afghanistan. The Taliban has now ripped down stuff that was representative of the Shiites. And so, but the Shiites and like the Iranians, you know, depending on the group of Iranians, they are mortal enemies. So they're not working together. So it's a whole, it's a very, like all things in the Middle East, it's very complicated.
Yeah, right. Well, to go to the basic bottom line here, if you look at some of the pictures of the video from the airport in Kabul, what a mess. And once people get there, there's no food, there's nothing, but they have to stay there. They can't go back. They can't go. If you get to that airport, you're going to stay there because you're going to hope you're going to get on a plane and get out.
Yeah.
And
that's part of what General Milley was saying, that they're going to be bringing in humanitarian aid and stuff for people who are waiting to get out. So
they
can't just have people sitting there starving.
The government has hired every single jumbo jet that they can find,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's a private carrier, whether it's United, American, anybody that's got a plane that they're not using is going to get the plane sent over there so they can get these airlift these people out of that mess. And I mean, I can't imagine though. Can you imagine an American Airlines 777 landing over there not being the target of something? I mean, think about it for a second. An airplane that says American on the side of it.
Yeah.
Flying in, huh?
But you know, but if you think about it, though, if I were running the Taliban, I would sit back and allow all of this to happen because they're eliminating your enemy for you. They're taking the people that you don't want living there anyway, and they're removing them. Why would you stand in the way of allowing this to happen? It's of no cost to the Taliban. They're just taking over more and more stuff that these 65,000 Afghan partners and families have left behind. Why wouldn't you just sit there and just watch the planes fly away? That's what I would do.
Yeah. I mean, just get out of the way of it. Yep, that's a good
idea.
Yeah. Our DJV download every single day. You can catch up on things that you didn't hear us talking about. There are two ways of doing it. You can listen to the program, which airs continually, the full program at djvshow.com, or snippets in the download, the podcast. And one of the things we were talking about in the podcast that's out now is Daniel Craig saying that he wasn't going to leave any of his fortune to his children, or not much, anyway. So that became a conversational point with us. We were talking about Carrie Underwood saying that she liked an anti-mask tweet, and everybody jumping onto that. And then, you know, the stars that aren't going out, you know, Garth Brooks, for example, we've talked about him a couple of times, not going on the road. And then Oakland A's pitcher hospitalized, he was hit in the head. Can you imagine? By a line drive? Can you imagine?
No.
The ball that's going 95 miles an hour, you get conked in the head with that? What in the world?
There's like no time to even react to that.
No, not at all. All right, so those are some of the things trending, and the download continues every day at your service at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Okay, so if you don't already know, Kohl's is the best-kept secret for back-to-school shopping. My daughter's heading off to college, and I've got a great deal on a bedding set for her dorm, which she absolutely loves. Picked up some pillows for $11.99, and got her new jeans for just $21.99. I mean, whoa. With prices like that, you can't say no. Did I mention I got Kohl's Cash, and it was ready for pickup in less than an hour? So, yeah, I'd say it was a success.
Select styles. Prices good 8/18 to 8/22/2021. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
All right, 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Today is World Humanitarian Day, and in observance of that, we've invited Chuck Curry to come be on the program. As humanitarians, all of us here, we want to give Chucker an equal shot at exposure and experience. So we're going to give him some of that with movie moments in just a moment.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
The theme from James Bond, Mr. Bond. All right, so tell us that Daniel Craig is, in fact, going to do another James Bond, Chucker.
Oh, I don't know that. I'm sure MGM and Universal would like him to do one. But anyway, that is the James Bond theme. The newest Bond movie, Doug, opens, supposedly, it will be October 8th, No Time to Die. According to The Hollywood Reporter, even if MGM and Universal wanted to kick the release date again to maybe next summer, it would probably not be realistic because MGM probably can't afford the marketing campaigns at this cost to do it, because every time they kick the release date forward, they're probably losing $30-40 million in marketing that they promoted the film for a specific release date. $250 million production budget, as I said yesterday, all in costs to break even is around $900 million. It's a lot of money post-pandemic to do worldwide. No film has done that post-pandemic worldwide. So it's just dicey territory. But it appears that Bond will open on October 8th here in the United States.
If any movie can do it, it'll be James Bond movie. If anybody can do it,
I agree.
Yeah, that series will go on forever.
I feel like they should move it though to maybe like closer to Christmas.
Yeah, that's the only thing. When they kicked it forward the last time, why October? I mean, you would think Thanksgiving weekend really would have been going. Thanksgiving going into Christmas would have been better.
Yep. Absolutely,
makes much more sense.
But that's not what they did.
So Steve Martin and Martin Short and Selena Gomez have teamed up for a new movie, a comedy. Remember The Three Amigos? Don't you? That was a wonderful movie. Who was the, that was Chevy Chase was the third one,
Chevy Chase. Yeah, I wouldn't call it wonderful, but okay. That was a fun movie.
It was fun. Don't be such a snob, for God's sake.
I just saw it for the first time recently. I thought it was cute.
It was stupid. But it was, I find Chevy Chase to be completely annoying, and I'm not a big fan of Martin Short either.
I'm not a big fan. I got to be. I don't want to knock him, but I'm going to knock him. I'm not really a big fan.
He's done some good work,
but I'm not. I don't know. He rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah. Steve Martin, however, loves to work apparently, and everybody loves him on screen, and everybody apparently in this movie loves what you said. You saw the trailer.
It's a miniseries. It's called Only Murders in the Building, and it was apparently Steve Martin's idea, and then he got it all written and everything. It's a really cute like whodunit, but it's a comedy, and so Sting is in it, Tina Fey, Nathan Lane.
Sting, what's Sting doing in it?
Sting is playing himself in it. Amy Ryan, they've got good cameos. The trailer looks wonderful, and Selena Gomez is holding her own with these two comedy legends. So I'm really excited. It debuts on Hulu on August 31st. It's a mini series.
All right, okay.
So you're a Steve Martin fan? Steve Martin for me, favorite moment: Ron Howard's Parenthood when he's coaching the Little League team, and there's a pop up, and his kid catches the ball. I believe it's second base, and Martin runs on the field, celebrate. I love that scene. Pretty good.
There's a Parenthood. Those films are the most wonderful. There's something about them.
Yeah, you're thinking of Father of the Bride, though. You're thinking of Father of the Bride.
Oh, yeah.
Father of the Bride.
That might be his signature role, Steve Martin, in terms of mass audience. But I love Ron Howard's Parenthood. I think he's awesome in that movie.
Well, pretty much everybody likes what Ron Howard does as well. All right, Chuck, a good overview of what's going on in the world of video, movies, et cetera, et cetera. Thank you for being here.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.